أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا بلسان قومه ليبين لهم فيضل الله من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء وهو العزيز الحكيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat spoke about the revelation of the Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah spoke of its purpose, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through this Quran, he will deliver people from layers of darkness into the light of Islam, but he will do so only by the permission of his Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then informed us of the main reason why the disbelievers had rejected the message of the Quran, and that was simply because they preferred the worldly life, its luxuries and comforts, over the Akhirah. And they knew fully well that by embracing Islam and adopting the teachings of the Quran, they were demanded to forego certain worldly interests of theirs in pursuit of the Akhirah, which they were not prepared to do. In ayah number 4 of Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولِ. Allah says, we did not send any Rasul إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِ, except with the lisan of his people. Lisan literally means the tongue. Except with the tongue of his people, meaning the language that they had spoken. Allah did not send a Nabi to a people with a foreign language, a language that they did not understand. Every Nabi, if a Nabi was sent to the Persians, he was sent with the lisan of the Persians, and that is the Persian language. If he was sent to any other community, Allah sent him with the language that his people spoke. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why is that? لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ, so that he may explain and clarify things for them. How difficult it would have been if the Nabi was sent with a different language. They'll have to now, they'll have to bear the burden of having it translated and understood through the medium of another language. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah had chosen a Nabi to speak the language of his people so that he may clearly convey the message to them. فَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will misguide whomsoever he wishes. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomsoever he wishes. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Aziz. Allah is the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the All-Wise. With regards to the Arabic language and the revelation of the Quran in the Arabic language, we learn that the Arabic language enjoys preference over every other language. It enjoys superiority over every other language. And we know that the official language of Akhirah, the official language in the heavens, is Arabic. The official language spoken by the Malaika is the Arabic language. Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, is in Arabic. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the language of the people of Jannah will be Arabic. We better learn Arabic, otherwise we'll not be able to continue. Just kidding, inshallah we'll all speak Arabic in Jannah. But it's good to learn it in this world as well. It enjoys superiority over every other thing. We want the best of everything. Let us strive and pursue the best when it comes to the language that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected for himself and the inmates of heaven. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أحبوا العرب بثلاث. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, love the Arabs for three reasons. Love the Arabs for three reasons. لأني عربي, I am an Arab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, because I am an Arab. Number two, لِأَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ عَرَبِي, because the Quran is in the Arabic language. وَلِأَنَّ كَلَامَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ عَرَبِي, and because the language of the people of Jannah will be Arabic. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also attached significance and importance to the study of this language. Allah goes on to speak of Musa alayhi salam and the advice that he had offered to his people. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. Allah says, we sent Musa with our ayat. Ayat is the plural of ayah. And ayah, as we mentioned previously, is everything that directs you towards Allah. That is an ayah. Ayah means a signboard or an arrow that's pointing in a certain direction. That is an ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent Musa alayhi salam with our ayat. This could be referring to the verses of the Torah that were revealed to him. Those were ayat that were recited. Or it could be referring to the miracle that Musa alayhi salam had performed. We know the famous miracle was the transformation of his staff into a huge serpent. And the other one was Allah allowed a bright, sparkling light to emerge from his hand when he had produced his hand. That was another miracle. But he was given up to 9. Those are the 2 mentioned in the Quran. He was given up to 9 great miracles when he came to the Banu Israel. The other miracle, of course, mentioned in the Quran is also the striking of the staff on the rock, and then water and springs began to gush forth from the rock. The striking of the ocean with his staff, and the staff was split in 2. These are some of the miracles mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent Musa alayhi salam bi ayatina, with our ayat, our verses or our miracles. And akhrij qawmaka min al-zulumati ila an-nur. Notice the similarities. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the beginning, the very first ayah, Surah Ibrahim, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we reveal the Quran to you, why? لِتُخْرِجَنْ نَاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So that you may deliver people, all of mankind, from layers of darkness into the light of Islam. And Allah tells us that He sent Musa alayhi salam, and He tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we sent Musa alayhi salam with our ayat also an akhrij, that O Musa, deliver. Take out your people, قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, from الظُّلُمَاتِ, from layers of darkness into the light of hidayah and guidance. Now, there's a difference here. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ, all of mankind. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only sent to his qawm, to a community or to a people. But when it comes to Musa alayhi salam, Allah did not say, أَنْ أَخْرِجْ النَّاسِ, that take out all of mankind. No, Allah says, أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ, your people. So Musa alayhi salam's message was confined and restricted to the Banu Israel, the Jewish community, the Israelites, and the people of Egypt. Okay? So that's why Allah uses qawm when Allah addresses him, and Allah uses an-nas for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because his message was a universal one. It includes everybody and everyone. And that is why no Jew or no Christian can claim that this religion of Islam is a religion that has been chosen for a certain community or for a certain people. It includes every single human being walking on the face of earth. And akhrij qawmaka, O Musa, take out your people and deliver them from the darknesses into the single light of Islam. Wadakkirhum bi ayyamillah, and remind them of the ayyam of Allah. Ayyam is the plural of yawm. Yawm means a day. Ayyam would mean days. Remind them of the days of Allah. What's meant by remind them of the days of Allah? There are 2 meanings. The days of Allah, ayyamillah, the days of Allah, could mean and could refer to major battles and major wars. Like for example, Badr was a war, Uhud was a war, Khandaq, Hunayn. All these wars and battles that were fought are known as ayyamillah. Okay? So, O Musa, remind them of the ayyamillah. Okay, or it could mean days of suffering and hardship. Those are also ayyamillah. And ayyamillah could also refer to days of blessings, prosperity and happiness. All of these could mean ayyamillah. Okay, so it could refer to days of prosperity and goodness. Those are ayyamillah, the days of Allah wherein you experience good. And ayyamillah could also refer to days of hardship and calamity and suffering. So remind them of both. Remind them of both. Right, dhakkirhum bi ayyamillah. Remind them of all that they had experienced from Allah Azza wa Jal in terms of happiness, prosperity, calamities and misfortunes. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Certainly in this, in reminding them of the ayyam of Allah, la ayat, there are many signs and eye openers li kulli sabbarin shakur. For every such person who is sabbar, who practices patience and tolerance and exercises perseverance, and every such servant who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.